Okay, so why did I just waste so much time reading this? But anyways, let's get into it. And of course, we're talking about fat, losing weight, obesity, etc., etc., and all of the gimmicks that are now out there, like it's always been, for quite some time, for years. Okay, so let's get into it. I don't know if you've seen this guy. I can't even remember what his name is. I didn't really pay attention to what his name was. But he is up with this V-Shred. That's what he has started, okay? So I've seen this guy multiple times on my YouTube feed, but ignored it. Then I see Dr. Drew and his wife talk about it, and I decided to waste time watching this long video talk about pretty much the same ish we've all heard before if we've taken time to read and research ourselves when it comes to losing weight. I've been doing HIIT workouts and combined cardio with weight training, etc., yada, yada, yada. And with the long intro, I was preparing for this to boil down to money, money, money. It always does, of course. Right, losing weight in a society whereas obesity is a number one issue, it is also a money-making machine. Being in groups with real people who have lost weight and done it the natural way, and in discussions all free, I am never going to spend money to lose weight. I mean, I just refuse. I'll never do it. Okay, I'll never spend money on supplements or anything like that. And reading the reviews, I literally stopped watching the video and I was like, let me go watch the Snake Juice Diet guy who helps and don't need money to tell you how to lose weight with intermittent fasting, OMAD, which is 1 meal a day, or the 24, 48, 72 hour fast. I have the app, the Life app, which we, so many people that are fasting now, because you don't necessarily have to or need to eat every day. You just don't. And that's how I started losing the weight. And I know it takes consistency and discipline to lose weight. I mean, it just does. And the reason why I go back and start gaining the weight, I'm not starving. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's starving. If you're eating a salad and you're eating protein with that salad, you can make that salad. Oh my God, Body for Days by Jerrica. She shares these videos on YouTube and it's free for you to see what she eats in a day to keep at her weight loss or to keep at staying fit. Also telling you how to juice and drink certain types of smoothies. This is all on YouTube. There's so many people that are offering this helpful advice on YouTube. And of course, once they start, some people, they offer another incentive to that where then they can start making money. Oh, let me offer this boot camp class. And that's awesome. I've done her 21 day challenges, paid for them, did some of my own, but it's always great to do them with a coach, do them together in a group with other people, because then you're held with that accountability and you help with that group. So it's always fun to do. And I love supporting people who want to help other people, to coach and or teach. I'm not looking for people like this guy with this V-Shred. I mean, he's talking on and on and on and on and on and yada, 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 on and on. Oh my God. It was like, it kept going on and on. I'm like, okay, dude, just hurry up and tell us how much money this plan is and what you have into the plan. Because he's giving you all of this information on metabolism confusion. And let me find it. I'm just like, oh my God. Okay, so you go through and you take this like little quick survey or whatever, and it's, you know, you find out exactly what diet and training is best for you, which best describes you. And neither one of them really best describe me, because I'm like a big girl, okay? I remember my doctor, and she basically was told to resign. Okay, so I'm always go off subject, but anyways, I had a primary doctor. I wanted a black woman, and she was really good at what she was doing, but she was a part of that scheme where they wanted people to, she had some type of hookup with the people to get people who, if you wasn't even really morbidly obese, and she was trying to get people to spend money, okay, on, or if your insurance probably was good for it too, but she really wanted you to get the surgery, go to get the gastric bypass. She was all in for that. That's what she pushed you to do. Once I got, you know, when she told me what my weight was and starting to look at, okay, this is what I need to do. She did not do more than one testing for me for my A1C level. She was supposed to do two, see how it was. She was supposed to tell me, okay, well, let's try this. Were you dieting? Were you fasting? And then once you do that, then we'll do another A1C testing, and then we'll see what your numbers are at to determine if you are type 2, pre-diabetic, whatever, and it will go from there. She immediately, as soon as she saw the first number, oh, you're type 2. And as soon as she diagnosed me with being type 2, I kept getting all of this information and everything. She continuously wanted me to go talk to the people to do the gastric bypass, do that. I do decide to go, you know, after a while. I was like, I'm never going under the knife to do any type of gastric bypass. So let's just say that. So I go in there for the... what is it, you know, the webinar? Not, it wasn't a webinar. You actually in face to face or whatever, and you, I'm looking at other people that are in it who are like morbidly obese. I'm considered to be morbidly obese, but these people are like my 600 pound life morbidly obese, okay? And I'm the size that they get to once they start losing weight, basically, which is wild. But I'm hearing these people say, oh, this will be my second time. Oh, I've done this. I've gotten the lap band. I've gotten this. And I'm like, are you serious? So basically, we're listening to the lady who has gotten the surgery, the gastric bypass, and she's, you know, trying to tell people that it is about discipline. It's about consistency. It's about sticking with, you can't just go and think, just like I'm watching Dr. Now, my 600 pound life. You can't think that this is a magic pill. And, you know, always, you always see these people get so upset. I know it's my fault that I'm obese. I know that. And they're like, and the doctor now is like, and what do you want me to do? Oh my God, he's so crazy. But it is true. Like, what do you want him to do? You know that you're morbidly obese. You know that you keep eating. You're not doing it for yourself now. But me giving you this surgery is not a magic pill. It is not. And I'm not taking any supplements and stuff, because then I'm looking at the reviews and the people start saying that you still don't even get your plan once you do sign up. The people are literally on here talking about you start getting more info commercials or whatever, even when you're doing the app. And then one lady is, and these are reviews that just happened like 16 hours ago, a day ago. And they're sitting that they're signing up and they're just getting info commercials in regards to buying other stuff, spending more money on top of spending money to get the plan. Why would I do that? I'm already not looking at this as being something that I'm going to do, okay? So the overall on Trustpilot.com reviews are 2.4, okay? For the V-Shred. You got 28% 5-star, 4-star 8%, 3-star 7, 2-star 7, and 1-star 50%, okay? And you get a lot of people, you know, that's going to give it a good review. One lady gave it a good review just today in regards to there's so many options or choices in regards to what she can, her daily menu to help her. And remember, most of the stuff you can find on the internet. You can Google half of the stuff that these people are talking about, guaranteed. Just do it yourself. Educate yourself, for crying out loud. I'm the top person. I've lost 30 to 40 pounds. I at one point I kept it off. When my brother died, I got into a slump, and I feel like I gained 1 year older, and I feel like it's been so hard just to get back to. I mean, it was so much. I did it, and I lost the weight, and then I just didn't care anymore. That's me not caring. That's not me hitting like a brick wall, you know. That's me not caring that second time. Like the first time, I hit a wall, and then I just give up and I get discouraged. Then learning, getting back into the groups and everything, then you learn. In my fasting groups on Reddit, Danielle let you know, they're just, I mean, everybody is saying the same. Hey, if you're doing this and then you hit a wall, the same thing that this V-Shred guy is saying. I'm telling you, this is what has been said in the Reddit group. If you hit a wall, even with you just fasting and you go back and you do your 72s, or you go back and you're doing your intermediate fasting, because most of it is intermediate fasting. So once you hit that wall, there's so many people in the Reddit groups will say, go back and eat this. Go back and eat this for this time period and then start back on your intermediate fasting. It is the exact same thing that the V-Shred guy said in regards to metabolic confusion. It's the exact same thing, because you need to confuse your body. Your body has gotten used to a certain way that you're eating, so it's now starting to understand, okay, I'm gonna store this. So you go back and you confuse your body and you eat this. Okay, don't overdo it, but eat what you're normally not eating during your intermediate fasting. So if you was doing low carb or no carbs, then go back to eating a little bit more carbs. So you know what I mean? Exact same thing. All of that information is free. Discuss and learn from other people. Read and educate yourselves. The people making money off of weight loss and making money off of other people spending, because they know that people will spend thousands of freaking dollars to lose weight, because they want to be told how to lose weight. They want to be told what to do. And that's what people do. People want to be told, hey, do this. You know, I'll pay you such, you know, you pay me such and such money and I'll show you exactly how to lose weight. It's a guarantee. People will do it because they're hitting the brick walls. They're tired. They just want to be told, okay, tell me what to do. Tell me how to do this and I'll pay for it and I'll do it. And that losing weight or weight loss is a money-making machine, and people are into it, especially people who are already, who's never had to lose weight a day in their life. People who just go to the gym and then started getting shredded, literally trying to tell people who are morbidly obese how to lose weight. They can't. They can read all the research they want to. They can follow up and they can educate themselves on everything. But unless you're getting the information from people who have actually lost the weight, people who are morbidly obese and going through the motions and all of this, those are the people that's going to really, really be able to help you. And you don't need to go to one that is basically trying to make money off of their weight loss success. Go and find a Reddit group. Go on to find any group that offers this support. Download the Life app, which is a free app for the basics, okay? The only thing that you're paying for them is if you want to go back and look at your history, your long history of fasting. But the most part, going in there, talking to other people, sharing information, and having a group where you can share in accountability about your losing weight is free. You're not paying for anything. Okay, so, or hell, go on to the groups, boys. Look at the Snake Juice Diet guy. I mean, he talks a good game and he's cursing you out and shit, but it's, you know what I'm saying? The information that you gain from that and then gaining from the people who are commenting on there and how they've lost weight and what they're doing, look, just educate yourself. And educating yourself means just to becoming culturally knowledgeable about what other people are going through within that group of people, because that's the culture in itself. We are in a culture of ourselves because we are the people who have gained the weight and lose it, gain it, lose it, and people who have become success stories of losing it. You know, those are the best people that will be able to give you that information. So some of the people in here, they mostly talked about the customer service being bad. One person stated that too many poor reviews, he's just not going to do it because of the poor reviews. And so of course they came back in and they started talking to him in regards to that, stating, thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts and concerns. You know, we appreciate your feedback, both positive and negative, as it helps us improve and better serve our customers. They did say, however, we would like to clarify a few points based on the content of your review. After a careful review of our records, we couldn't find any evidence that you have been a customer of ours. While we value the opinions of all individuals, it is important to note that as a non-customer, your review might not accurately reflect the actual experience of using our services. We understand that negative reviews from other customers might raise concerns and influence purchasing decisions. We take such feedback seriously and continuously work to address any issues raised by our customers. We encourage you to consider other reliable sources such as trusted review platforms or testimonials from verified customers to gather a more comprehensive understanding of our products and services. And they state if you have any specific concerns or anything like that. But he gave it like one poor review. He gave it one star because of the poor reviews. However, when I did my review, I did it based on me actually being a potential customer. You're trying to sell me a product. And I'm going through the video, this long video of you saying all of this information. And you're trying to, and it's too much information. And you're trying to reel someone in, but the information is long, it's unnecessary. Just for you to start telling them about the fact that you want them to join this program, download your app, and start paying money. So when I go in here looking at the reviews, and the reviews are talking about getting supplements and stuff like that, and then that it's going to be this huge plan. First of all, you're trying to give me information, but I'm not going to spend money to lose weight. Not on a plan or anything like that. This person stated, I didn't think I was signing up for multiple infomercials. Right off the bat, you're told to keep spending money to get actual results with hours of infomercials. That's what I was supposed to be saying. I was supposed to be saying infomercial, and I was like, infocommercials. Oh my God. So upfront pricing and packages would be nice to have right away. And of course, they answered back and they stated that in response to your request for upfront pricing and package details, we would like to clarify that all our program and supplement prices, along with any ongoing offers, are readily accessible on our website, vshred.com. And here's the thing. I didn't know it was going to be vshred until after sitting there and watching the video for almost an hour. It was almost over before I even knew about the vshred, because he's just talking. He's not giving you any information regarding what his program is actually about. He's just telling you what he's going to give you, these 3 points of what to do to lose weight. He never says it's about vshred until you're almost at the end of the video. Okay. This person, these are reviews that are just happening just like really quick. This was 9 hours ago. The one before that was a day ago, and then 17 hours ago with the guy with the poor reviews. This person is stating, haven't received any workout plans. And it was like only receiving emails, which include long videos to watch to get wanted information. So again, if I sit up there and I was going to buy the plan, I have to look at more long behind videos? I do not think so. Absolutely not. The next one was a day ago per the review, 2-star review. The one before that with the haven't received the workout plans was a 1-star review. This 2-star review, not user-friendly. I have twice signed up for the free metabolic assessment, and both times the coach was a no-show. So you signing up for this assessment, I guess it's like a FaceTime or a call, and the people aren't showing up. And they're like very unprofessional. This person gave it 3 stars, and they were like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Got excited about losing weight without going to the gym and all other things. And technically, you should still be exercising. The HIIT program is still exercising. You're just doing it in a shorter period of time. And you're but you're like really over, like going real fast. Or just doing something at a different speed, at a more speed than doing it for 45 minutes. You're doing it in 10, 15 minutes. They stated that they took the deal on the website only to find out that each junction you were encouraged to buy more. See? Absolutely not. So it's just a gimmick to just keep buying, keep buying, keep buying. Oh, do this for your program. Do this. I mean, that's just too much. You don't have to do all of that to lose weight. I mean, come on, people. It's about money. They're looking to get rich and wealthy. Oh, why can't I get rich and wealthy? This is another way. This is my niche. My niche is because I work out, I'm shredded. What if I did this and then try to get people? I create this so-called program and get people to spend money, send me their money. Come on, people. When I finally, they was like, took the deal on the website. When I finally got the program, there's no way a 76-year-old man with arthritis and back and knees can do the exercise program. Congratulations. You just got some money from me and I will chalk it up to a learning experience. But I will also spread the word. If it's great, I'll tell 10 people. If it's bad, I'll tell 20. The date of this experience, it shows December 26th. Their response was, we're sorry to hear that the program didn't meet your expectations, especially given your specific circumstances. We understand the importance of clarity and transparency in our offerings, and your experience will certainly guide us in making necessary improvements. We apologize for any frustration caused and want to know that your feedback is invaluable. And then they just say, if there's anything specific you would like for us to address, or if you have additional insights to share, please feel free to reach us out. You know, you should be offering him a way to contact you to get his money back. He's 76 years old. You tell them how old you are. You provide the details for them in that little small assessment before you even start the plan. So they should know already if their plan is going to be for a 76-year-old. If your plan is not, they're making it sound like it's for all ages, all sizes, you know, every gender, whatever. But clearly it's not. If he's 76 years old and he's telling you this plan is not going to work for me, why aren't you offering to give him his money back? Period. And they're not doing that. Then they have one. This is a good review. Joshua Ryan Revels, one review. He gave it a complete 5-star review. Sculpt Nation stand up. He could literally be one of the coaches for this particular program. Come on now. This was 5 hours ago. So you know what? They're probably doing like my job before this last one. They wanted people to go in and give the company positive reviews. When they found out that the company was on Glassdoor and people were giving it negative reviews. And this is employee review. So employees were giving it negative reviews. They got 38 hot and then wanted us to go in there and give positive reviews. If we've already given it a negative review, we can't, with our email and stuff, we can't go back in there and do a positive review, sir. But anyways, they wanted people, and this is probably what they're doing here, 5 hours ago? Okay. So he's like, everything from the ads that I have watched to the products I have purchased. Why are we purchasing products to lose weight? Eat right. Do your exercises. Be disciplined. Be consistent. You don't need to do all that. You just need to change your lifestyle. What products are you buying? You do not need to take supplements. See, this is what I'm saying. It's like, it's a gimmick. And then you coming on there talking about the products. You do not need to take products to lose weight. Period. And I'm moving myself around. These people are crazy. And then you could tell that this person, let me tell you how it looks. He could be using a picture from his past or whatever. But the picture that the person that's on here is not someone who needs to lose weight. Let's just make that very clear. I'm looking at the picture. He doesn't need to lose weight. Okay, and so he's like, the products I have purchased to the customer service has been absolutely amazing and second to none. I'm almost upset with myself for not finding this company sooner. Do yourself a favor and become a part of this movement. And then his title is Sculpt Nation Stand Up. First of all, so basically, because they're also talking about, and this is one of the things, let me go back to how it looks for me. It says, find out exactly what diet and training is best for you. Which best describes you? The first one that gives to me, based on me saying, even me already telling them my weight and my age, okay? And that I'm a female. It says, the options for me, I'm soft, I need to lose 5 to 10 pounds and tone up my stomach, butt, and arms. The next one, I have 20 pounds or more of fat I really need to lose while building sexy muscle tone. That technically, that doesn't meet my goal either. Not technically. So the next one is, I'm skinny. I need to add some toned muscle while burning that stubborn fat in certain areas and I will look amazing. Neither one, I told them that I'm over 300 pounds. Technically, neither one of those best describes me, because this now is letting me know, and it was letting me know here, but listening to this dude, and it says V-Shred, to me, this program is not for people who need to lose weight. Not lose weight, okay? It's not for morbidly obese people. This program is for people who need to get rid of stubborn fat. That's all. And it's not going to be, to me, anything more than 50 pounds. If you need to lose like 100 pounds, this is not for you. This is for people who want to get shredded. This is for people who have stubborn belly fat, stubborn fat around certain areas, but it's not where you need to lose 100 plus pounds, period. And just reading it and looking at it, it's not for morbidly obese people, yet they are in a way still going for that. There's, you know what I'm saying? The program in itself is still looking to reach out to people who are needing to lose a lot of weight. It should be stated because they don't want to lose that money. So they're not going to say, oh, this is not for, you know, this is for people who only have stubborn fat to lose. They're not going to want to lose the money for somebody who's morbidly obese, who's willing to pay, chunk out all that money to them. They're not going to, you know, come clean with that. The next one is, I gained 1 star 3 days ago. I gained 4 pounds, which could be contributed to body mass gains. Unfortunately, I feel more tired at the end of the day and feel bloated. It's supposed to be bloated, but they didn't spell it that way. I had to look at it. After taking test boost. So evidently that's a product. Okay. So this, like I said, it can't be for morbidly obese people. You shouldn't be taking any products and or supplements. You should be following a normal diet plan of reducing certain foods from your diet and exercising for at least 30 plus minutes a day. If you're doing HIIT workouts, push yourself, do the HIIT workout, up your speed and do that for 10, 15 minutes a day, at maybe twice a day doing a HIIT workout. That way you're getting in that 30 minutes still, 20 to 30 minutes a day. Do it in the morning, do a HIIT workout in the morning, do a HIIT workout at night. I'm not, basically they're taking some test boosts. I mean, if you need to get ripped and all of that, again, talk to the guy who does the snake juice diet. He shows you how to do all of that, man. They stated that I'll continue to take the test boost up to the 90-day mark to allow time for better results. If better results are not achieved, then I'll return the remaining 90-day supply. I'm hoping this works. And this date of experience was just, you know, just a couple of days ago, January 20th. The reply from V-Shred was like, we're sorry to hear that you are not currently experiencing the results you're looking for. Consistency is key when trying to reshape your body to ensure that you get the maximum effects. We suggest you try the supplements. Look at here. Try the supplements. You should not have to take supplements for at least 30 days, but you'll see your most dramatic effects when you continue using them past your initial 30 days. This is all about supplements, people. This is all about boosting these supplements and getting people to buy these supplements. Drugs. This is like, wow. But that's what it is. Okay. This person was like a day ago. They gave it 1 star. Site was too annoying to bother with. The app was too busy and full of marketing, so I canceled it on the first day. I don't care to hear some shredded guy talk about his carefree experience of losing weight and make promises, but only if you buy the extras, and it's not really only a few minutes a day. The first 3 hours of me watching this guy talk 3 hours. Oh my God. The first 3 hours of me watching this guy talk had nothing of substance. It's not feasible for a busy mom. This was date of experience, December 25th. Okay. Hello, Sarah. Thank you for taking the time to share your feedback. We appreciate your input, and it provides valuable insights. That's the same thing they've been saying all over. Your feedback about the marketing content and overall user experience is noted, and we'll use it to enhance our services. And then they just say, if you have anything specific. One star a day ago, internet scam. Everything about B-Shred is automated and not all customized. You can tell by the cheesy email templates. They also will try to keep your money despite it being a risk-free trial. And they're like, thank you for your feedback, including the mention of automated emails. It's valuable to us, and we'll use it as a constructive input for our ongoing efforts to enhance our services. We understand that perceptions may vary, and we are committed to continuously improving our services to provide the best possible experience for our customers. Your trust is important to us, and we want to ensure a positive experience for everyone who chooses our products. And, I mean, they really wasn't saying much of anything. This person gave it 4 stars 2 days ago. I'm 65 and so many squats bother my knees. And some push-ups bother my wrist, but when it gets too painful, I substitute another exercise. After a 6-month recovery from a broken foot, I am thrilled to feel my strength and muscle tone returning. So it was a positive review because it's like 4 stars. And they're saying that they're like 65, so. And this person gave it 4 stars a day ago. This program is great for those who do not have physical concerns. However, if you are older like me and out of shape, it is difficult to do the exercises in the app, even if it's only a 20-minute workout, with the speed necessary to complete the exercises and 20-second intervals. It pulled a couple of muscles and had bones hurting everywhere. The meal plans aren't for everyone either. I ate less bread in my everyday diet before starting this program that what the meal plan called for. I was surprised at how much bread I was allowed to eat. I started having gastric issues, so I stopped the following I stopped following the meal plan. Either way, this program may be great for some people, but not for me. So if it's great for some people, this person gave it nothing but a bad review in their actual details. Yet they gave them a 4-star review. And they're letting us know that the program is not good for them, even though they signed up for it. That it's not good for them, but it could be good for somebody else. That should not be a 4-star review, but whatever. Okay, so 5 days ago, 1 star. Actually, would give 0 stars. Trouble assessing information on the app. Took the metabolic test many times and never did get a score. No sample menus to follow. Almost all of the videos by Vins just went on and on and on before finally getting to the point. That's me. That was me. That's why I stopped it. Would not try this plan again ever unless info is more easily accessible and straightforward. Waste of money. Wow. So, I mean, basically, I was going to stop, but I found this 1-star review. This just happened an hour ago, and the date of their experience is December 9th, but it just posted an hour ago. I'm not sure, but I haven't lost a pound, and I've been taking the product, again, supplements. I've been taking the product for about 3 weeks. That's almost a month, and nothing now, and not 1 pound have I lost, although I do like the energy. Then that's a waste of money. That's a waste of money. See, I can't deal with this. This other person, 3-star review, I dislike the fact that I have to watch video after video before I can order something such as a supplement. Why are you needing to order supplements? The program is downright confusing. Yeah. It's not good. And this person stated that they were researching a 1-star review 6 days ago. I've been researching this company for 2 or 3 weeks now. I'm so glad I've been able to avoid being scammed. This system is very clearly a made up lot of rubbish packaged up in each terms to fool us into parting with our cash. Not this time, guys. Thank God for internet reviews. Not this time, guys. Not this time. Listen, this and this was updated. They updated this 5 days ago. And the response is short. They didn't even give the response that they've been giving to other people. I don't know who responded to him, but they were like, this is so short. Hi, Pop Pop. Thank you for your feedback. We wish you the best on your fitness journey. They didn't waste not one. They didn't waste any time doing this one, baby. That's wow. That's crazy. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, that's. I'm not gonna go into further detail with that. I mean, it is what it is. You have to like really be consistent to lose the weight. I'm getting back into that. I want to be that success story who naturally lost the weight, who's apple shaped, and how I'm gonna, because I already know I'm gonna have so much belly fat left over, because I see so many people who lose weight and they have no stomachs, and they be like my size, my weight, but no stomachs. And then here I go looking like them, but it looks like, you know, and I just have all of this stomach. And I always see them with no stomach and they lose the weight. And it's kind of like, I want to see something different. I want to see somebody that looks like me lose the weight, the apple-shaped person, and who lost the weight naturally. And this is what they have to do. I did find one person, and they lost the weight naturally, and then they have so much belly fat, they have to go and get, you know, the skin removed or whatever. I don't even know if I want to get the skin removed, because again, going under the knife is not something that I want to do. I would probably try to find that lady who do the surgery for people and they don't put them under because of the risk of, you know, going under and if I needed to get the skin removed. Other than that, like, I'm not going to be trying to show off my body like that. So, yeah, I'm to that point, and I'm like, I'm not going under the knife because it's not going to be to me worth it to go under the knife for that type of surgery. Not to not wake up, no. So, yeah, I have anxiety over that crap. So, here we are, man. So if you joined in and you want to discuss, if you heard of V-Shred and you want to discuss, or you want to talk about the snake juice diet guy, or intermediate fasting or fasting period, if you're on the Life app, then hit me up here and let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. My starting weight, coming back, I'm always here. My starting weight was 330, and I keep fluctuating from 311 to 312. Today, though, I forgot, I did get on the scale and instead I was 313. So that means I've fluctuated from 311 to 313 since last week. And I did not work out Saturday and Sunday, and I did not weigh in either day as well. So here we are. But my diet has been the same, low to no carbs, you know, and mostly like protein and vegetables. So we'll see. I want to be that success story, people. 2024, let's do it. I got so much shit I gotta do. I want to do so much. before I leave this earth. Come on, baby. We got it. So until the next time, this is Dinetta, aka D.E. Williams. And of course, I'm always here to talk ish and chew bubblegum, or chew bubblegum and talk ish. See ya.